Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director at KALW. We're holding a very short drive to raise money to support our work during the coronavirus crisis. Please help us to serve you by donating at KALW.org. Thank you.
KALW. The guy started to stick the swab up my left nostril, and I really thought it couldn't go any further, and then it did, and then it went further.
We've been sheltered in place for more than 9 weeks. Testing has become more available, and stores are opening.
I finally, over the weekend, got a hold of someone at the unemployment office after calling about 100 times. And the kind of ironic thing is that I also am going back to work today.
But is it the end of the beginning or the beginning of the end?
So people are still desperate for, you know, normalcy, I think, and we're not there yet. I feel like people are already trying to get to the next step when we're just starting this new step.
That's coming up. I'm Henat Baba, and this is Cross Currents. It's been more than 9 weeks since the shelter-in-place order took effect. And while parts of the state and the country are beginning to reopen, the end is uncertain for most of the Bay Area. For the last 60-plus days, we've been checking in regularly with people around the Bay to find out how they're dealing with these extraordinary times. Today, we'll hear from a senior who sings, a teacher on his last day of class, and a bookseller happy to see regulars again. It's Day by Day, KALW's Quarantine Diaries.
It is day 61, I think. It's kind of hard to keep track of the days. I think a lot of people feel that way. I can say, however, with a great deal of accuracy, that today is the last day of instruction for my seniors. They have had such a strange senior year, and I never imagined closing out class over video chat. But here we are. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to class. I'm going to read you a letter that I wrote, and I'm just going to begin. Dear students, you are all facing a great deal of uncertainty. What the summer will look like and how your first year of college will go is unknown. But I want you all to realize, in more ways than one, you've actually been here before and succeeded. At the beginning of our time together, there were so many ambiguous challenges that didn't have clear answers. How am I going to get through my senior project? What will applying for colleges be like? How am I going to make it through this year? Yet, you met each one of those questions and challenges with grace and maturity, and you've officially made it through to the other side every single time. Some of you are opting to work and will be seeking employment in uncertain times. Others will be trying to navigate higher education in a system that looks fundamentally different from previous student experiences. And as someone who loves you all, please know if I was your teacher once, I am your teacher for life. Whether it is next year or several years down the road, I'm here to support and guide to the best of my ability. That is a promise. I am only an email away.
Thank you. Oh my God.
It's day 62 of quarantine. Hi, I'm Hannah, a high school senior in San Jose, California, who is currently attending online school. I think for the past 3.5 years, I've just been constantly on the grind, working on getting my GPA up, pursuing all of these crazy extracurriculars, kind of just like working as hard as I could to get into college, and just have this one semester, this last semester before university, being one where I could really focus on my relationships with my friends, do things that I put off for academic success. Junior year, our prom was the day before the AP biology exam, and I was like, well, I can always attend prom next year. If I was 17 again and put in the exact same situation, I definitely would have gone to prom. Who cares about the AP biology exam? So yeah, I guess I've just been like moping around the house, kind of wishing I did things differently, wishing I slept over at my friend's house more often. But at the same time, I feel really lucky that I'm young and that, God willing, there will be so many more opportunities ahead for me to enjoy life. And I think COVID has just shown me how important it is to really seize the day, as trite as that may sound, because you never know what's around the bend, and you don't want to live your life with regrets.
It's day 62, and I've been watching all these Amazon packages roll in at my house. And I mean, you have all this time right now. You could just like go and shop like on different websites than fucking Amazon, dude. I mean, there is smaller local stores. Maybe this is like $5 more expensive, but like those $5 go to the people, not to Amazon. And like, do you wanna like make one guy super fucking rich? I don't know. So that's been bothering me a lot.
Hi, my name is Reese. I'm a production potter. Today is day 63. I finally, over the weekend, got a hold of someone at the unemployment office. After calling about 100 times, someone just finally randomly picked up. So after talking to them for a bit, I got my payments approved. Except for the first week, which I had accidentally put that I couldn't work because of a health-related reason, which I had put as coronavirus, and apparently that just messed up the whole system. So I finally got 6 of my 8 weeks of payments approved. And the kind of ironic thing is that I also am going back to work today. So hopefully it goes well.
My name is Katie, and I live in the Mission. It's day 63. So last Monday, I had some pretty strange symptoms. I got really fatigued and kind of hit a wall in a way that I don't ever do. And I fell asleep for 3 or 4 hours, woke up with a sore throat, still felt really fatigued. And then my neighbor reminded me that you can get tested in San Francisco. So I went ahead and got online and found an appointment. So I went to the location down in SoMa, and the process was really easy, though very strange. I couldn't roll down my window, had to put my driver's license in the window of my car so that someone could check me in. And then I moved along in the line of cars to the testing tent. And when I got to the testing tent, there were 2 people there, all in PPE, ready to test me. And the guy started to stick the swab up my left nostril, and I really thought it couldn't go any further, and then it did, and then it went further, and then it went further, and it finally just got all the way to the back of my throat. It definitely felt like some people have described it as someone touching your soul through your brain. It was intense, but it was over really quickly. So I waited a couple of days for the results. They email you, they text you, and you've been given a barcode. So you can go to the website, type in the barcode number and confirm your birth date, and then you immediately get your results. And it was a lot of anticipation, and I was sort of shaking trying to get to it fast enough to find my results. And when I got them, I was negative.
Day 63. My name is Inga. 2 of my friends just texted us this weekend that they tested positive for corona. Thankfully, we haven't seen them for like a couple of weeks, but they are okay. I mean, it's not, they don't have it badly, but it's definitely getting closer and closer.
Hello, my name is Julian, and today's day 58.
63.
I mean 63, and it's my birthday today, and I'm turning 8. What I'm excited about, because my mom spent a lot of time making me a cool cake for me, and it's a 4-layer cake, and I'm proud of her for doing that for me.
What flavor is it?
The flavor is Oreos, mm-hmm. cookies and cream. Mm-hmm. And
what color is the cake on the outside?
The color of the cake was white frosting and blue frosting,
mm-hmm.
and dark blue frosting.
And what is the theme of your birthday?
A shark mm-hmm. themed birthday.
And what are we having for dinner?
Pizza.
And who chose?
My mom.
You did!
Oh yeah.
You wanted pizza, right?
Yeah. Because I can have anything I want for my birthday.
Yes, you can.
I love my birthday a lot. And I hope you love your birthdays too. Bye!
Hi, my name is Pete Mulvihill. I'm one of the co-owners of Green Apple Books, and it's day 64. So I'd been preparing mentally for curbside pickup for a while, thinking about how we might physically do things in the store. I thought about how we might move computer stations away from each other, how we'll get phones sanitized, how we'll keep workers, employees from stepping on each other and getting in each other's way. We have a lot of staff back to work who weren't here for a while. Here we had to lay off staff. We've got them all back thanks to the PPP loan. For the last 2 months, we've been processing orders online only and shipping them out. And yesterday, we could actually see customers face-to-face, which was really exciting. You know, for a lot of people, it's a third place. There's home, there's work, and there's got to be a third place. So for some people, it's the gym. For some people, it's the dive bar. For our people, it's the bookstore. So seeing it empty and walking around, my son literally rode his bike through the store because we could. But seeing the store without people was very strange, and it made me realize that, you know, the store exists at the intersection of people and books, and without the people, it's not really a bookstore. Sometimes people stand and chat. They are glad to get out of the house and interact with another person, and sometimes they want to come in. So we've had people that are, you know, trying to get past the table because they want to just, can I just look at that one case? So people are still desperate for, you know, normalcy, I think. And we're not there yet. I feel like people are already trying to get to the next step when we're just starting this new step.
Okay, my name is Banshee Buell, and I live at Piedmont Gardens in Oakland. Today is my 84th day in sheltering in place here. And the Bay Area has been sheltering for about 64 days. We do a special Hootenanny sing-along here at Piedmont Gardens. It's a group, we call it the Hootenanny Quartet, and we sing from the courtyard so people could see us, and people come out from their balconies to sing with us. And we do have John Eltis, who likes to conduct us with his cane. And we have, I would say, possibly 150 to 200 people who are listening or out on their balconies. And it's a wonderful way for them to be together and yet be at social distancing. It is a way of connection, and apparently it lifts their spirit to have music.
I've traveled around this country from shore to shining shore. It really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. I saw the weary farmer plowing his sod and loam. I heard the auction hammer just a knocking down his home. But the bags are made of marble, with a guard at every door, and the balls are stuffed
with silver that the farmers wear.
Hello, my name is Sophia Mitra. I am a fifth grader at Blossom Hill Elementary, which is in Los Gatos. So, I am 10 years old, and I made a new friend in Colorado. His name is TJ, and we play games together. It's basically one good thing. I mean, I've actually made a friend during this time, which is pretty amazing.
What do you want to do for the summer, Sophia?
For the summer, I want to go to sleep.
Go to sleep for the whole summer?
I can hibernate. I will hibernate for the whole summer. Just kidding. I actually have no idea what I'm gonna do.
It's day 65. I'm Lindsay, and I'm a new parent. I'm currently pumping, and I have my baby monitor in front of me, and she's awake, and she's rocking around in her crib. It looks like she's probably going to start crawling soon. But I've noticed recently that I'm losing momentum again. I went from, like, not being okay to, like, being okay, and now I'm back to not being okay with the quarantine. I'm exhausted in my bones. Maybe it would be different if I, you know, had help from time to time. Like, my mom used to come and take care of Mila, and I would just, you know, get to take a shower when I wanted to and have some alone time without having to worry about what the baby needs. I'm so tired. She's been taking shorter naps. So, yesterday she, like, woke up after a half an hour, and I just kind of sunk down onto the floor and started crying because I, like, really wanted to do something for me. I've noticed that other people and even companies are starting to be more lax. And, you know, I understand it, like, because I'm at a breaking point myself. Yeah.
You've been listening to Day by Day, KALW's Quarantine Diaries. You heard the voices of Vanjie Buell, Lindsay Sherbarth, Dakota Milwee, Inga Petrova, Hannah Nee, Stephanie Saravia and Julian Saravia, Reese Kolar, Sophia Mitra, Sarah Lee Sterland, and Pete Mulvihill. That piece was produced by Gabe Graben and edited by Angela Johnston and David Boyer. Special thanks to Christopher Agusa, Kristen McCandless, Holly J. McDeed, and Lee Romney for contributing to that story. Day by Day, The Quarantine Diaries is also a new podcast from KALW. Find it at kalw.org/subscribe. Today's Cross Currents team includes Janae Darden, Julia Linus Goodman, True Gwynn, Marissa Ortega Welch, and Victor Tentz. Our engineers are James Rowlands, Tariq Foda, and Gabe Graben. Content manager is Shirin Adil. Our managing editor is David Boyer. Deputy news director is Angela Johnston. News director is Ben Trefney. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet, as interpreted by Daoud Anthony. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.